Welcome to the Sportscast, June 14th, 2018. And if you haven't yet, please subscribe on YouTube and on iTunes and also on Periscope. Follow us on Periscope. Our streams are going through Periscope. And if you're on Facebook, turn on the notification and follow us on Sleon Productions. And today's a special day, June 14th, a day that we wait every 4 years, and it's World Cup Day. And to join us to talk about it is Ryan Krista. Ryan, welcome to the Sportscast.
Thanks, Andy. I'm glad to here to talk a little sports with you.
Yes. Before we get to the World Cup, let's talk to the NBA Finals. Let's conclude it. Let's wrap this one up. What were your final thoughts?
Well, I the result didn't surprise me. Kind of wishful thinking that the Cavaliers, I don't know if they were able to win the title, but at least, of course, you know, more than just the clean sweep. But, you know, after game one, it just seems like the winner was knocked out of their sails. You know, they gave another great effort in game three. And once that didn't work out, you know, game four is inevitable. It's going to be a win for the Warriors and another championship title for them. But, you know, LeBron James took the team on his back, you know, brought him to the championship. 8 straight years in finals. I don't think this gets enough pub in the press. This man is remarkable, you know. And he's brought good teams to the finals. He's brought bad teams to the finals. He's brought average teams to the finals. You know, it doesn't matter what type of team he has, he continuously brings them to the finals. I know his record isn't the best in the finals, but still, that just, you know, I still don't think he gets enough respect for being able to do what he does. But going to the Warriors, you know, for a lot of the playoffs, it seems like they were in cruise control, but then they seemed to really wake up in the finals, you know, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry kind of put it all together, and when they're making those tough shots from, you know, 30, 40 feet away, right, what can you do? There's not much. You know, it's hard to play defense that far out, but, you know, they're a remarkable team, remarkable shooters. They play a fun brand of, you know, a basketball. They're well coached. It's a, you know, a great team, you know. But the interesting part is, you know, how long can they keep this core together? But time will tell in the next couple of offseason.
Yes. I think the Warriors will be okay to at least next year. Quick prediction, where do you think LeBron will be going next season?
Yeah, that's a $1 million question. You know, obviously, you know, when you start to talk about next year, you really can't talk about next year until you find where the greatest player in the world is going to be playing next year. I guess I'm going to go with my hopes, and I hope he just kind of stays in Cleveland, you know. From there, he's liked there, he's loved there, you know. Continuously pushes them to the finals. He got them their first ever title a couple years ago. You know, I'm going to stay there. But, you know, this, I think Philadelphia is very intriguing because they got such a young core there. Does he go to Houston and kind of join forces, you know, with his buddy Chris Paul and James Harden? Or does he kind of start fresh, you know, with L.A.? It was a young team, you know. It's kind of unknown right now, L.A., but they do have potential, and it's L.A., the Lakers, it's the most famous franchise in the NBA. So those are the strongest candidates right now. I know you hear me talk about the Celtics, but it just seems weird because Kyrie Irving left to get away from LeBron James, and I don't think that's a great marriage if they bring them back together. But you never know, and I think, you know, we got the draft next week. The Cavaliers, you know, a unique position, you know, going to the finals, and yet they still had the 8th pick they got from trade of the Nets a couple of years ago. So they got in a position to add a really great player. You know, we'll talk about the draft maybe next week. But, you know, with a deep draft like that, you know, you can still find a game-changing player, the 8th player in a draft. So if that player intrigues LeBron James enough to stay, that's kind of the hope right now.
Yeah, you're right. I would think Philadelphia is the right spot if he had a move. I think he'd just stay with Cleveland, retire as a Clevelander, And, I mean, he might have, you know, three more seasons, but maybe he's taking care of himself just like Brady is for the Patriots. But we'll see. We don't know how long this guy will last.
I mean, think about this, Santiago. He played in all 82 games, and then they played 25 playoff games this year. He's playing not just – he's playing almost the whole game. That's a heck of a lot of toll on anybody's body. And they kind of showed in the finals, the last couple of games, he just didn't seem to have that, you know, extra gear that he had, especially in game one. But, you know, that's just, you know, we're human beings and we can only go so far.
Exactly. We don't know what his lifespan is. He hasn't had a serious injury yet. You know, and I think punching, like, the whiteboard and hurting his hand is probably not saying much. But we'll see what happens. LeBron's unpredictable. But I think he should stay in Cleveland. Let's go through the World Cup predictions. Are you ready to name your top two for each group?
Let's go for it. Yeah, let's do it.
Group A contains Russia, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Uruguay. Who are your top two?
I'm going to go with Egypt and Uruguay.
Good pick.
You know, I, you know, two things that I'm really going to, you're going to see my predictions. I think North Africa is a very, you know, with Egypt, Morocco, and Tunisia, you know, it's very unique to see these teams, I think, with a lot of, you know, talent, you know, talent that's playing in high European clubs, you know. So, you're not going to see a lot of those teams in my prediction. And Uruguay, you know, they're a solid South American team, usually well-organized. They play good defense. They don't necessarily score a lot of goals, but you know that they're going to, you know, they're usually there at the end because of the way their playing style.
There you have it. I also picked Uruguay and Egypt to go. I think Russia is a weak team. Yes, they're their home team, but I'm not convinced. I think Egypt, Mo Salah will be playing against Uruguay this Saturday, which doesn't mean he'll be starting, but he will be playing. And Egypt tied Colombia 0-0 in a friendly, so there might be something to that. So we'll see what happens. Group B contains Portugal, Spain, Morocco, and Iran. And keep in mind, Spain fired their coach yesterday, so there might not be all there psychologically.
Yeah, let me ask you that, British Sandy. Do you think that's because you took the Real Madrid job? Do you think the Spanish Federation wasn't happy about that?
Yeah, I was hearing that the head of Federation of Spain is a Barcelona guy, I think. But at the same time, the coach, I would not turn down that Real Madrid job. I would have announced it afterwards. But if that's how it goes,
yeah, I think the timing of taking the job was not great. You know, what I think is, you know, whether the Spanish guy is a Barcelona guy or not, it's just that now you know everybody in the country is thinking his mind's not on the World Cup. It's about coaching, you know, Real, you know, but. I don't agree with the firing of it, but I also don't agree with announcing that, you know, taking a job right before going to the World Cup.
It's a very tough job to refuse. I would not turn that job down. I mean, it's a once in a lifetime.
I just think, take, you know, public announcing it, you know, they could have.
Yeah, they could have postponed
it off a little bit, you know, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I can't turn down coaching the greatest team in the world, you know.
Yeah.
Stepping down, that's another story in itself. You know, where is he going? You know, how do you give up that job? You know,
I don't know if the situation was, you know, Madrid told him, look, you take the job now or we could just move on to the next candidate.
Yeah, that's probably what happened, you know, but, you know, again, so, you know, he's got, you know, this team, obviously, Spain's always been extremely talented. You got Portugal, who is talented, but, you know, with a little long in the teeth. And then we go back to Morocco and another.
In and out. I mean, it's very possible. Morocco is a good team. Don't get me wrong. Morocco's a good team. I'm going to stick with Spain and Portugal. I don't know what's going to happen. They have a good crop of players there. They have a good full engine. So even if they're not all there, I mean, they can still pull it out. But I definitely think Portugal will win the group. I don't trust Portugal 100%, but. As far as history, I think Portugal will make it out. Groups,
you know, we Santiago, we talk about LeBron James being the best player in the world and carrying his team. You know, Itari, you know, we still think Cristiano Ronaldo is the best player in the world. And he's, you know, he carries Real Madrid, you know, each year. I still think, you know, even though he seems to not be able to put Portugal through his, you know, to the next round always in the World Cup, but, you know, it's hard to say no against him.
Exactly. Cristiano, this might be, you know, his last World Cup that he'll participate also with Messi, but we'll talk about Argentina a little bit later. Group C contains of France, Australia, Peru, and Denmark. I say France, Peru. Who's your top two?
I got to go with that too, Santiago. You know, Peru's an interesting team. You know, we don't always get to see them in the World Cup always. You know, that's just how competitive, you know, the South American bracket is. You know, they're a talented team. And France is obviously another talented European, you know. To get to the World Cup in the European, you know, bracket, you got to be pretty good, right, Santiago? You know, we got good teams like Italy not making it through the World Cup. But, you know, there's just too much talent. They're too deep, France. I think they kind of cruise through this group, though.
Yeah, and then we got Denmark. Denmark did beat Mexico 2-0 the other week, which kind of surprised me. I think Denmark.
You can't put too much stake in these last minute, you know, these last games before the World, you know, because you're not playing. You're just kind of, you're usually playing a lot of players who don't play in the World Cup, but you're seeing who you want to bring over, your last spots. You know, you can't take too much into those last, you know, those last, you know, friendlies before the World Cup.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we'll see what happens, but I still think Peru will pull it out. I think Peru has that motion, has that energy coming back, and I think...
they're young team that watch. I think they're going to surprise a lot of people.
Yeah. Obviously, that Portugal... I mean, that Peru and Denmark match would be huge, so we'll see what happens. And France has a loaded squad.
We talk about France. We know France is going to probably get on, you know, no matter, just, you know, even if they don't play their best. But it always seems like when you put a lot, you know, was it South Africa, we thought France was going to cruise through the wreck, and they, you know, they did what were horrible. You know, they had a mutiny. You know, France is a very fickle team sometimes, though, too.
Yeah, France is, I believe, the most talented team after Belgium, maybe more than Belgium. It depends who you ask. But, yeah, France, I don't trust them, even though, like, I don't see them winning two in a row. Like, for some reason, I think they're just, you know, have a good games, but then they'll have, like, a really, really bad game, a choke game. But EA Sports did predict France to win the World Cup, and EA Sports has been right the past two World Cups.
Okay, yeah, we'll see what happens, you know.
But
they obviously just said they're very talented, but, you know, they continue to, you know, when you get to the knockout, how can they put all these games in a row to win?
You, like my friend Alan Think says, you got to be perfect in the World Cup to win it. But, well, I don't know if I agree with that, but there's some
truth to it. You don't have to be perfect, but you got to be pretty close to it. You got to be consistent, you know. And you got to be lucky, too, because you know, you're probably going to have to win a close game. You're going to have to win one and probably penalty kicks, you know, when you get to the NIL.
Exactly. But Group D contains Argentina, Iceland, Croatia, and Nigeria. Who's your top two?
This might be out of, you know, I'm going to go Argentina and I'm going to go Iceland.
Me too.
You know, we talk about Iceland, this, you know, they had that big run in the Euros, but, you know, then they turn around and they qualify for the World Cup, Santiago. This is a very, I just kind of love that story. Maybe it's wishful thinking, you know. Obviously, the USA not being there, you know, I'm looking for storylines in this, you know, World Cup to kind of follow. And I'm a big Vikings guy right now, Santiago.
Not the Minnesota Vikings.
And then with Argentina, you know. Obviously, you know, we talk about Ronaldo with Portugal, and you got Messi with Argentina. You know, is this the year Messi can finally hoist the trophy, though? You know, they got a good team around them, so.
Yeah, I think Argentina for sure will win it. I think this Argentina team is a weaker team from 4 years ago, but they're still loaded with stars. Iceland, they're going to battle a lot with Croatia for sure. Croatia does have Modric and Rakitic. Nigeria, African teams, I don't trust them. They usually kind of fall back during the World Cup. They, you know, some type of payment issue they have with their federation. They don't pay their players, so they're like the whole locker room, you know, is lost. But
yeah, they're very I think you got to separate. You got your North African teams, you know, a little bit more stable, you know, because, you know, they come from a different lifestyle. And then you got your home, you know, your body, you know, with Nigeria and Senegal, you know. Well, you got talented teams, you know, they're very usually offensively minded, you know, they usually very weak on the defensive end, you know, and when things go bad, you know, they tend to snowpile. You know, they don't have that great cohesion.
You know, it's funny, like, looking at these groups, I think Group D is a pretty tough group.
It's a very tough group, you know, because as I say this about Nigeria, there's talent on that team, Santiago. There's,
yeah. They got Victor, you know, Moses and Wobi.
You know, yes, you know. But then I always go back, you know, you got the Nigeria or the back in the day, Ivory Coast. Those teams were extremely talented, but yet they could never get through the group stage, it seems like, you know. With, or, you know, Ghana, you know, those are extremely talented, you know. But when it comes in, you know, they don't always get it.
Group E contains Brazil, Switzerland, Costa Rica, and Serbia. This is also a tough group.
Yeah,
you would think Brazil.
You know, you're gonna go with the big guy in Brazil. You know, it's hard to say no to the staff, obviously. You can't. But and then I've been thinking about this. I'm gonna go Serbia.
Yeah, Serbia is a good team. I say Costa Rica. I think Costa Rica will bring some emotion to it, and they'll find a way to get out.
Hey, Costa Rica was, you know, I usually don't watch many other Costa Rican teams other than when they're playing in the United States, but they play a good brand of soccer. They're, you know, they got some good speed on there, you know, good skill, but it's, you know, as we find when we watch the United States and they go into the World Cup, you know, the World Cup is a different beast than, CONCACAF World Cup qualifying. You know, that's where your teams like Costa Rica and, you know, they struggle when they get to the World Cup because they, you know, it's a lot different. You know, they're not used to playing the speed and the you see across the world.
Yeah, it's but you know, Brazil, which we'll get to the end, who your top teams to win it, but I definitely think Serbia is a good team. I heard, but we'll see what happens. Group E is a tough.
Yeah, I just, you know, a little bit and pieces that are, you know, qualifying and but I do, you know, they seem, you know, you know the Croatia, the Serbia, you know, they're, you know, finely tuned in. You know, great ball handling teams. You know, they're not always the most quote unquote talented, but you know, they, you know, individually they're, you know, they do well for themselves.
Yeah, they got Matic, they got it, Ivanovic. So we'll see if that squad could pull together. Group F: Germany, Mexico, Sweden, South Korea. Also a tough group.
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna go with the big dogs: Germany, Mexico.
Yeah.
I know everybody, you know, I keep on saying, U.S. fan, you should cheer for Mexico. That's, you know,
I don't believe in that, that whole concept.
No, I don't believe in thank you, Santiago, because I also don't, because, you know, as a traditional American sports fan, you know, as a Denver Broncos fan, you know, when they're out, I'm not cheering for the Chiefs, you know, that's not me, you know.
That's not the way to go. But I think Germany, Mexico will pull out. I think the Sweden might, you know, pull a fight, but I think Mexico has the edge.
I think, you know, you're talking, you know, South Korea, you know, will give people a good game, but, you know, talent, you know, will rise to the top. So you're kind of battling between Mexico and Sweden. That's obviously going to be the, you know, game to watch in this group.
Yeah, I mean, Sweden and Mexico will definitely probably battle for second, but I think Mexico has always had a good World Cup. Has always make it into the second round and but they can't get to the quarters. That's their problem.
Yeah, we'll see.
Which the U.S. has, and the U.S. has been to a semifinal back in 1950.
A long time before we came on Earth, Santiago.
Group G contains Belgium, Panama, Tunisia, and England. You would think it'd be Belgium and England.
You know, that's what I'm going to pick, but, you know, don't rule out Tunisia, right, Santiago?
North Africa.
You know, that North Africa team, you know, we talked, those Morocco eats up Tunisia. Well, you know, but I think Tunisia being the third of those teams, you know, it's probably not going to happen. But you've got Belgium and England, which I think I'm excited to hopefully watch that game, you know, in group play, because you got a lot of talent, you know. You got some of the Europeans' best players on the field. I remember watching, you know, the Belgium-U.S. game in the World Cup a couple of years ago where they knocked us out, you know, and Tim Howard had the game of his life because, you know, that midfield for Belgium, while they were just so young, was so dominant, and they were just running up and down the field against us, you know. We're probably lucky to say, you know, had that game sending into extra time, you know, but they were they're a great team, that's for sure, and I think they're going to win the group with England coming in second place.
Yeah, I think England should pull out. They're a younger team. There's not many veterans. And I think they're young. They're just, you know, have Harry Kane, Dele Alli. And then we'll see if they can just pull out those guns and get out of the group. But you're right, Tunisia and Panama are not easy.
You know, is England going to get enough goalkeeping? That seems to be the only issue when it comes to the World Cup for England, you know?
Yeah.
You got some of the world's greatest strikers, but you got some of the world's worst goalkeeping.
True. Which now we know that they'll have a new goalkeeper starting, so it's going to be quite interesting. Group H contains of Poland, Senegal, Colombia, and Japan. Who do you think will pull it out?
I got Colombia and Senegal in there, Santiago.
Ooh, good choice. It's funny because I know for sure Colombia will get out of the group and probably win first. I'm not convinced with Poland. I think they just have one good player called Lewandowski. But Senegal has Mane, and Senegal's a good team. So
yeah,
I'm not surprised with your picks.
Both teams, as you know, maybe, you know, dig deep in the soccer, I'm sure you can find talent on both of these teams, but, you know, as a, you know, don't get to watch a whole lot of soccer outside, you know, the mainstream, you know, soccer we see, you know, you don't hear much about the other players for either team, but, you know, I just typically think of Poland, you know, they're usually big, strong guys, but they don't usually have the speed to, so I'm going to look, you know, the Senegal-Poland game, you know, is a game, you know, you start from the group to see who wins that game is probably going to move on to the next round, you know, and I just think Senegal, even though I talk about the struggles of, you know, mainland Africa, I just think they got a lot of good matchups in this group and they're going to be able to move on.
I won't be surprised Senegal comes out of the group. I would not. I'm going to stick with Poland, but Senegal is my dark horse in that group, so we'll see what happens. Who are your top three, and you can name a honorable mention fourth to win the World Cup?
Maybe because I'm a fan of their waffles, but I'm going to go Belgium.
Wow.
I'm going to go Argentina.
Okay.
And I am going to go Germany.
Okay. And you
and my
honorable mention?
I'm going
to... We missed that.
Let's go Iceland, Santiago.
My top three are Germany, Brazil. I did have Spain a couple days ago. I'm going to scratch that. I'm going to say France. And
okay, that was a...
And my honorable mention would be Portugal. Dark horse.
Okay. That's good. You know, I saw, you know, my wife was asking who I think is going to win, you know. And I said, you know, you've got two choices to really go from, you know, and two broad choices. I mean, you can either choose a team from Europe or you choose a team from South America. So that's the way I do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,. We'd like to see a South American win because they haven't won it since 2002, and I think Brazil has the better chance than Argentina, but, you know, never rule out Argentina because, you know, they still have Messi, and the best player in the world right now, or Ronaldo, depends who you ask.
Yeah. You know, they're both, it's like 1A, 1B, you know, they're both great in their own way, but, you know, about the beauty about the World Cup is that, you know, we find unique stories, you find about players you don't necessarily hear about because they may not be playing in the top leagues, you know. And those for those players, this is a great opportunity to go and make some money because you get to showcase their talent. You know, it's only the year after the World Cup. We see a lot of different signings from top European clubs of these players that you may not have heard of before.
True. This is a good opportunity for scouts to get, you know, new players in their clubs. You know, we'll probably see a player that we never heard of play for Arsenal next year or for Manchester United. So this is a good opportunity to showcase, and, you know, these players will work hard. Real quick, NHL Stanley Cup Finals. Were the Capitals the true team to win it?
You know, we go back to, you know, as a Pittsburgh Penguins fan, you know, we've been, you know, the kryptonite to the Capitals for several years, and Sidney Crosby's been the kryptonite to Alex Ovechkin. You know, Alex Ovechkin, you know, maybe the best player in the world, but he can never really do it in the playoffs consistently. But, you know, I said it, you know, before, this Capitals team was different. They were tough. They were gritty. You know, you could punch them in the mouth and they were going to get back up. In previous years, you could do that to the Capitals and they didn't have the resilience that that they had this year, you know. Many times they could have just, you know, gave up, but, you know, they kept them fighting. And, you know, I don't, you know, they may not have been the best team in the NHL skill-wise, but they were the best team in the playoffs, and that's all that matters.
Yeah. They wanted the expansion team could pull off once of a lifetime, but maybe, you know, Vegas has a true future ahead of them, and hopefully they'll win it eventually. Who do you have?
Yeah, you never know.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know. You know, they're very unique. It's such a weird story, you know, about how they put this expansion team together. You know, I don't. Fred Sally got reasons. It's going to be hard for them to be able to continue to put this team on the ice next couple of years. So I do think Vegas will probably hit rock bottom before they go back to the Stanley Cup. But that's just my prediction.
And that's it for hockey we have today. Who do you have for the first game? Russia, Saudi Arabia.
I think we talked about these are probably the two lowest finishers in the Group A. But, you know, being the hometown team, you know, first team, I'll go with Russia.
And Uruguay, Egypt.
I'm going to say tie.
A tie. Yeah. Ties are allowed in the World Cup in the first round. And finally, Portugal, Spain.
Since I picked Portugal to move on, so I'm going to say they're going to win this game.
Yeah, I think Portugal's.
That game is going to be unique. You know, that's going to tell us who their coaches are just going to worry about their play on the field. So it'll be a good test of their. What's happening off the field, what they do on the field against Portugal.
In the locker room, yes. I have Russia winning today. I have Uruguay beating Egypt. And I got Portugal beating Spain. Portugal is going to be feeling really good beating their rivals, Spain. Ryan, how can people reach you?
Twitter, the Mad Dog, you know, Mad Dog Report 18, and then maybe looking up on Facebook at Ryan Krista. Nice talking to you, Santiago. Talking sports.
It's always great talking sports. You'll be around to talk about World Cup throughout the World Cup, right?
I'll be here, yeah. You know, next week we should, you know, talk about the NBA draft, too. The beauty about the NBA, as soon as the finals over, you know, we get right back to that draft. That's great.
Yep, and NFL minicamps began. Julio Jones didn't show up, but we'll talk about that soon again.
All right, sounds good, San Diego. It was nice talking to you. I love you, Cleveland, Mindy. Bye-bye.